Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Consumerist. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Ricky, and we're your hosts.
And we're back.
Like,
we're a little
by
late
the
this
skin,
week, but we're
by,
back.
You know, by the skin of our teeth, we're back. We'll be honest.
We almost didn't do it, but we're like, you know what?
The people
Again, we're here
spoken.
To give the people.
They have spoken. They need it from us. You know, we thought we could get away with a Skipperoonie this week, but no.
No, we're back. We're like I said, we're just here giving the internet the content that they want.
Exactly. And you know what's really weird about the content right now? We're sober and
yeah.
I have a coffee in hand, not a glass of wine or a what do you call them? The smacks? No, what are they called?
Smashes.
Whiskey There's no smash. There's no smash, just some coffee.
I know. Oh, gosh. I feel like I've never done one of these sober. What if people like us less?
Oh, that'll definitely happen. It'll be our lowest rated show, but whatever. You know, this is the honest. This is where the honest... No, maybe I think the real honesty comes out when we're a little tipsy, Sarah. Like
last week, I was a bit of a terror.
You had
Sorry.
Some opinions.
I was a bit of a menace.
No, you had opinions. opinions. And that was, I thought about them all week. Like they stuck with me. About you hating animals. That was the one that cut to my core. I had no idea.
I don't hate animals. I just think I'm really awkward around them. Like, I just feel like I'm like,
well, geese.
Hey.
Like, oh, geese are just,
who
oh,
is, who likes geese?
Don't.
What?
But me it in is, here.
Yeah, I feel like I was just, like, they're always, this neighborhood, I'm like, why are there just animals everywhere? Like,
everywhere,
what is happening?
Everywhere. But you know what? Okay, and the rabbit thing, there are two different types of rabbits that you could cozy up to. There's hares, those gross big ones with big pink eyes. And then there's like bunnies in Calgary. And those are cute when you see a little bunny. Oh,
yeah,
that is, that's cute. But hares, not so cute. Not so cute.
You know, I like a well-behaved dog. Like that's my, you know, just like a cute little well-behaved dog that
Absolutely.
Doesn't try to lick my face.
Nothing
or
a wild. Like you don't want to see a wild dog. You know what I mean?
No.
Like you want to see a
my
trained
God.
Dog on the path.
Like, yeah, I like dogs. I like animals. I'm not a big fan of nature or animals. I like trees. I mean, that's nature.
Trees is nature.
I enjoy
birds. Birds? Like in the sky?
Absolutely.
Like a nice eagle.
I absolutely hate birds. No, I absolutely
hate
birds.
Hate
I think
birds.
I don't trust anything that can get above me. Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Not.
Coming
disgusting.
At you from any angle?
No.
Yeah, the surprise
what?
Factor. That's what's. I think
the
you
most
don't like.
Untrustworthy of animals are birds.
Truly,
like, I know. No, absolutely not.
Truly,
no, thank you.
No, I had almost like a 911 text from you this week. You're like, oh my God, I didn't buy anything. Like, what am I to do?
Like that was part of the reason why we didn't record this week. I was like, Ricky,
yeah,
this
like,
is
we
the
were at a
second
creative...
week in a row I haven't.
Yeah,
bought
it's
anything.
Getting to be a problem.
I feel like
for
I'm
this
in a creative
show.
Rut. Maybe I. You're gonna have to get a new co-host.
Yeah, exactly. Like Paris Hilton or something. Like someone who's like really out there shopping. I think you're fine. I think you have muscle memory of shopping. Like I think you have, you know what I mean? Like you're shopping in your dreams. So I think you could just like,
I actually
you know,
kind of
you are,
I,
right?
I think it's the calm before the storm. We all know, because I mentioned it endlessly. Everyone's like, oh my God, is this girl ever just going to friggin' move? Like, I don't want to hear about this anymore. But I think it's going to happen. Like, I'm going to move and then I'm going to just buy everything there is to buy in
Absolutely.
Calgary. Like, I think I'm in a lull because I'm like,
yes.
in a holding pattern because I'm like, eh.
You
and
are.
We're also, we're now locked back
yeah,
in our
like,
homes for the next 3 weeks. So I'm like,
to go
I
out.
Truly
you
don't have
don't
anything.
Even want. Although Matt and I went to Costco, it's 10%. Capacity now.
Oh God!
Oh my
that
God!
That seems like a joyous experience.
It was
though.
Joyous, like you know, for some of those Costco moments, like that you just people are going the wrong way and getting in your face, and like you know what
yeah.
I mean, like touching everything. When it's 10% occupancy, it is. It's a joy. It's like it's almost like there's no one in line. You just go. You have to line up. Like we did have to line up a bit if you still
yeah.
even go on. But it was worth it. So, you know, there's an upside to it too. We only went because we really, like we like deplete all of our resources and then go for a big shop. But
stock it.
Yeah.
It's
but,
the way to do it.
Yeah, like I feel like you're on the brink of something big. But I do also think that your move, you know what I just thought of? You know those friends that you just wake up one day and you're like, how could that person still be pregnant? Like how Like, has it not been like 3 years of pregnancy posts? Because, or is it multiple children and I didn't realize it? Any of them have been born already. Like, or is it just one big pregnancy? Like, what is happening here? And it seems like you're verging on that for your move.
It's true. It's like a five. It's like the long goodbye to this house. Like a 5 year move.
Long goodbye.
Like,
and the irony, the long goodbye is to move 5 doors down.
To be able to still see my house. Oh, I'm going to judge so hard whoever moves into this place. I mean, like, I was the coolest
evil
neighbor.
Oh,
yeah, I'm going to hate them.
You're going to really hate them.
I should rent both. I would love if I could keep this as, like, my studio and then move into the other place.
Sarah.
How amazing would that be?
Sarah, do you know that you just sparked an idea? Like, what if, you know, like, three or four people went in on a co-work space like that?
Just rent it at,
just
like, rent an apartment,
like, just
and
like,
it's a coast. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, someone has the bedroom, two people have the living room, you have a shared kitchen, you go there every day and you have fun.
Totally.
With
no,
each
I know.
Other?
I would love to do that. I know.
And
you and I were talking about
that
on our walk on Sunday. We want to buy a house together. Matt, we want to buy a house together.
Yeah. Surprise, Matt, if we were staying in, like, somehow we're working out a way to, like, co-own something great. But how fun. Like, I really like the idea of cohabiting. Like, I like that. Like, I even like
I
it
know.
For even like aging parents, and I like just like the idea of a community around you.
Absolutely. I think it's such a, some my friends here, we always joke we're just gonna buy a big property and build like
do
a
it.
Commune, like put like 10 houses
on do it. I've been looking, you know, Nova Scotia's like obviously heating up like for properties and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Wild.
Like really heating up, but you can still get oceanfront like 5 acres for $50,000.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Like
it's
I could
crazy.
I could just get that on a line of credit. Like I'm literally like, why wouldn't I do that right now? But Matt is a hard nut to crack. Like he does not see the value in prospective kind of like land ownership.
Yeah.
So, oh, well.
He's a, that's shopping to the next level. Okay, guys, sorry if you can hear this endless beeping, you're not going crazy. It's so much construction is happening on my street. It is the bane of my existence. I hear beeping all day, every day. So now you get to hear too. You're welcome.
There you go. Part of the construction, part of the endless construction in Bridgeland. I mean,
oh my gosh,
you're benefiting. How do you like the new block beside you kind of, or like near you?
Oh yeah. It's good. I mean, I, having, you know, a donut shop and an ice cream shop and a pizza place,
like literally there.
Yeah, it's a lot, but it's nice. It's good for, like, people to come in the neighborhood and go for walks and get ice cream. I love an ice cream walk moment,
it's
fun.
Great. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I think Round Square, hats off to Round Square for being so integrated into their community. Like, they're so, they think about, like, lifestyle and stuff. They just, you know what they just did? It was, like, I don't know, neighborhood day or something, and they reserved 100 cups of coffee at the New Phil and Sebastian, and all you needed to do was have the promo code, like first 100 cups. They bought like 100 cups of coffee for the neighborhood.
I love that.
Isn't that good? Like I really like that, and they're doing cool stuff. So I'm a little envious. Like Inglewood is in the neighborhood where I live in, and it's cool and everything. Like I love it. It's got so much going for it, but the neighborhood itself holds it. Like the business association or community association really holds it back. Like, they're trying to bar new construction here and kind of cool multi-use spaces and stuff like that. And like, for what?
I know. I feel like Bridgeland had a bit of a, they were doing that too. Like they had a bit fought weed shops coming into Bridgeland and now we have three. So I don't know.
Right.
How
now
happened,
it's like the weed capital. You know, and to be fair, Kensington also did it too. Like they fought every development, everything, every type of growth. Although Kensington is a royal nightmare now, like to get in and out
it
of.
Is.
Oh.
It's a nightmare. Yeah. I mean, I know it's interesting to like see it. I know this neighborhood is, it's kind of cool. It is fun. So,
it's good.
And
it's
I don't leave
good.
It. So it's great. But yeah, actually, you know what I did buy? I did buy something this week.
Oh.
I've been, the Bridgeland Market is doing, they have so many flowers. They're doing a big Mother's Day, a big Mother's Day market, like outdoor market this weekend. So they've already started getting plants in. So I bought a plant. I don't know what kind. It's like flower. It's like a flowered plant. It's just like, I don't know, random. And then I bought a big hydrangea that I'm going to repot. So
oh,
I guess
that's
I have
so nice.
Been buying stuff.
So you're starting to think of all of that patio space. Like you're, you're like quadrupling your patio potential in this new place, right? So this is obviously top of mind.
Yeah. And I like have, I don't know. I love having plants. I'm such a bad, I know. I was like, ooh, which one of these plants should I take home so I can kill it? I can, what plant wants
exactly,
to be
murdered
today?
Which sacrifice? It's the, what did we call it? Remember?
No. What?
When at our old workplace, one person had to be the sacrifice every week.
Oh, yeah. You volunteered tribute.
Which plant is volunteering to be tribute in Sarah's grand scheme? Yeah. Well, that's not, we haven't quite gotten to buying our outdoor stuff, but we move a lot of our indoor plants outside because they do so well out there. Like in the summer,
Actually, it's good.
Yeah. Just move them outside. They love it. It's like tons of sun. It's really nice. Like just, and then, you know, our strategy now is just like kind of like grasses, like native grasses in big pots. And it looks really nice on the patio. And they're like usually pretty affordable and they're just indestructible. So,
well, they're hardy.
They're hardy, right? Yeah, that's been a nice one. I did buy something kind of like that I've been loving.
Ooh.
Kiehl's is celebrating their like, I don't know, 100th birthday or something like that. I don't know. It's been around for a long time. Kiehl's is an old New York institution. And they used to like, they're one of the first types of like apothecaries to just sell glycerin cream, you know, or glycerin soap or zinc oxide ointment and stuff like that. And then they started, you know, transitioning into like more sophisticated formulas and scents and stuff like that. And then it's become Kiehl's as we know it, which is quite mass marketed and available now. But they've done like kind of like a retro line to honor their birthday.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
cool.
It's really good. And they have a series of three body oil scents, kind of like, you know, like sage oils, like that size, like a 15-gram like dropper.
Okay,
and
yeah,
there's
yeah.
three different scents. So one's like sandalwood and ylang ylang, and one is like more fruity, and one's more pepperminty and like fresh. And I went and bought all of them.
Of course you did.
I bought all
three. I love
three,
that.
And I don't know, they're divine. I love the idea of a body oil, of like a scented body oil, like not a spray. There's just something so nice about it when it's on your skin. It just kind of lives on your skin differently. So I got those and they're really nice.
Ooh.
I did have tons of points collected at Kiehl's. And then they have a great recycling program. When you bring 5 empty bottles back, you get $16 in credit.
Oh.
At Kiehl's, which is really nice to know. But here's the thing, like Kiehl's, although the company does not support animal testing, their products are tested on animals in China, right? Like this is the big thing. Like
what?
Oh yeah. Like, so
how do you get around that? Yeah.
You can't, if you sell in China, it's all your product is automatically tested on animals, even if your company does not do that to formulate the product. So when you see like animal cruelty things, like Mac, they're not cruelty free, even though as a company, they invest a lot of money in vitro testing. It's like a different type of testing. So Matt and I are really trying to get away from, like, we're just trying to like, you know, when you're at a place in your life where now you just have a few more things that you feel you could tackle. Like we're trying to eat less meat. We're trying to be more cruelty free. We're trying to do these things. Like we're just in a place where we can do it. We're totally empowered to do it. So we're trying to switch it around and it's really hard. It's really hard to say goodbye to like Kiehl's and all those brands that you've just known all your life, like any L'Oreal brand, any Estee Lauder brand, any LVMH brand, any Sephora brand, all tested. It's all tested in, well, no, not all Sephora brands, but a lot of them, they're tested in China, right? So it's hard.
Oh, I don't really know about that. I should probably look more into that. I definitely put up a wall about looking deeply into that.
I know, right? It's really hard to do because like you can, those companies do support, don't support animal testing, but by the fact, you know, that they just are in these markets.
Yeah, they found a bit of a loophole there for sure.
Right? Yeah. So actually, that's a weird. Okay, so that's a bit of a segue into So we put out a call for questions from our, you know, faithful listeners. And we're always going to put that call out. That call is out to you at all times. Everyone, whatever. We'll do the research. We'll be the boots on the ground. We will go buy some. We will figure it out. We'll email PR. We will do that.
Oh my God, yeah. There's nothing I love more than emailing PR people.
I want to email PR.
Questions. Excuse me. Hi. I need to tell me about this. But we were stalking that Bobby Brown brand and we were like, when is this coming to Canada? We need to know now.
Well, and they did let us know. But I thought they would be like, do you want to be like part of our world? We did not get the olive branch. But no, you
we're
know
not that important.
Jones Road beauty, yeah. So we'll always do that. We'll always have like answer your questions, but we got a few good ones. So shall I start in?
Yes. Yes. Okay. I'm excited.
So my very good friend Kim is a faithful listener. She's even called in. She called in and left a message and told me never to air it on our podcast. So I don't know about why she did that, but Kim, call in and I'll air them. So she... She was at Costco and she bought this, you know, like Strivectin is a brand. It's kind of like this science. Well, at least that they give the impression that they're a science-based brand of like really scientific skincare. And they have this special complex that they put into all of their skincare. And it's like this proprietary blend of stuff. And they have a lot of big claims. One funny product that they have is a volumizing hand cream, and I've just laughed about that
because volumizing hand cream.
Yeah, like
cream?
Who wants huge man hands? You know what I mean? But I guess what? so not too sure what the point is there, but and I've seen Strivectin around forever. It's actually a pretty high price point. So I think Kim said that she bought she thought it was $19.99 and bought two vitamin C serums.
Okay.
And it was $119.99 when she bought it. I don't know what. You know, sometimes at Costco, it's confusing. Like, if you look at the wrong side, you might think, I don't know, that you're getting a different price than you really are, right? So I think that might have happened to her. So her question is it worth it? Is $119.99 worth it for two of these Strivectin vitamin C formulas?
Ooh.
And so I did some research.
Ooh, okay.
And I found that if you're going just by price, it's actually worth it because I think London Drug sells them for $79 a unit, right? So when you think of that, you're kind of saving $40 on that purchase. So that's good. One thing that I kind of hate about Costco and those multi-unit things is the packaging. Like it comes in a huge, do you know what I mean? They have two bottles and a huge plastic shelf display thing, like, and so that I don't love about it, but if you're looking on just on price, it is worth it.
Okay,
but
this is some serious investigative journalism. I'm super impressed.
Yes, well,
putting our degrees to good work.
Well, see, Kim is really interested in the SkinCeuticals vitamin C serum with ferulic acid, right? Which is like it's like $200 a bottle.
Oh, that's crazy.
It's you know, it's like well over double the price. Like it's crazy expensive, and it's kind of the gold star standard in the vitamin C world.
Yeah, it's often hailed as like
It's hailed as one of the best ones, and there's a reason why vitamin E and ferulic acid is often combined with vitamin C serum, because vitamin C, first of all, it's a little harsh on your skin. So ferulic acid buffers it and it actually makes it a little more tolerable for your skin, which is good. And vitamin E, there's another thing where like it's hard for your skin to absorb vitamin C. It's not available, like it's not easily absorbed by the skin, like into the layers of your skin. So you really need to have that happen. And I believe vitamin E and ferulic acid helps it penetrate into your skin. So you really want those items, like those ingredients in that formula. So, and a standard is to anywhere from like 10 to 15% vitamin C. That's what you really want in your formula to kind of be effective. But I started looking at the Strivectin website and everything, and this is the latest version of their vitamin C serum, the one that is at Costco. So that's good. You know, it's okay, their latest technology and everything, but they don't publish their vitamin C percentage. And they say that there's even a little bit of retinol in there, which is really good. Like, fine. I think you can use vitamin C and retinol in conjunction with each other. And there is ferulic acid. No. There's no, oh, darn. I can't remember if there's ferulic acid, but there is a like vitamin E. So it might be an effective product, but I think there might be better products out there. Okay. So I get the Paula's Choice. I believe Paula's Choice was formulated to be a direct knockoff dupe of the SkinCeuticals vitamin C serum.
Yeah.
It's got the exact same ingredient base. It's 15% of vitamin C. It's got ferulic acid. It has a little bit of retinol in there too. It's like a real dupe, and it's $50 US.
Does that one smell like hot dogs?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It smells like hot dog water. So yeah, if you are going to be upset by that,
like me,
like Sarah, like you didn't love that experience, right? Like I think that skincare is part experience, right? Where you're putting on something that you believe in, you love the smell, maybe you are believe in the results so much. But here's the thing that I would recommend, even with the Strivectin and you, Sarah, with the, I know that you didn't love the CeraVe. It takes a long time for any product to even show a little bit of results, right? So you kind of have to stick with it. And I would say the Strivectin could be good, but stick with it. Try it for like a year. Like that two pack should last you anywhere from 4 to 5 months, right? So Kim, I would say if you have it and you want to go for it, use it, but really use it. Like use it up.
Commit.
Don't do
what I do. Use it six times and like, no, I'm over this.
Yeah. See, I think that some of the internet like is to blame with this like instant results, overnight results. Every, you know, your skin looks instantly better. And I've never noticed that in my life. Like I think sometimes you can put stuff on your skin that makes it look glowy in the moment, but actual skin results, time, and it's kind of hard to even judge because you're aging in that time anyway, right? So how would you know how you would look if you had never used sunscreen in your life?
Yeah.
Right? Like, so it's really hard to judge these results. So I'd just say stick with it. It's a technically a good deal, but the science is out. I'm not too sure if it's an excellent product. That's my recommendation. And my recommendation to you, Kim, would be to investigate Paula's Choice with Rakuten and use my promo code because I'll get $20 and you'll get $20. And there's always and on Rakuten, there's often like an 8 or 10% Paula's Choice rebate. Right, which is good. That kind of offsets the dollar a little bit of the dollar exchange. And there's usually free shipping. And there's often like a 15% deal on the site. So like it can, right? Like that could be a good thing. Yes. And okay. I believe in it's cruelty free. Actually, Paula's Choice is definitely cruelty free.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so there you go. Except for that it smells like hot dogs, which is, I don't know.
It will. It smells like hot dogs. Vitamin C is gross. It smells so gross. So gross.
Okay. Well, this is some serious, I'm impressed with this level of investigation you've done into this. So.
Well, thank you. Well,
good work.
Vitamin C is one of my
deep passions in life.
Well, it's one of my staples now. I don't know why. I'm still waiting. Like, I'm just like, it's now I'm onto my second bottle of the vitamin C. So I'm in my third month of vitamin C, but again, I'm just going to use it forever. Like I think my skin looks pretty good. That's the thing. Like I think
your skin does look good.
Yeah. Like I think my skin looks really good and I'm using retinols, vitamin C serums. I just started using the Aveeno oat serum.
Ooh.
And I love it because it's really restored. I was over exfoliating and it really restored my skin like back to normal.
Okay.
Really good.
The Aveeno one, eh?
Yeah. The Aveeno one. Yeah. Like a lot of derms kind of like Aveeno. You were telling me that too. Your friend, one of your friends really likes Aveeno because of some derm issues.
Yeah. She has a lot of allergies to like everything. And it's the only one that like product that consistently all of it is the only thing that she can use.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of that is because it uses the colloidal oats and it's like very soothing for your skin. So yeah. Okay. There's another one. This is Sarah. You're going to do so well on this.
Oh,
okay.
Hit me.
So actually my coworker and friend Karina, who is, I'm surprised she's asking for advice because she's so stylish on, you know, like she is so stylish. She's so chic. She just knows what's going on. But she had a few questions. We're going to have to, and ideas for episodes. We're going to have to unpack it as the months unfold here.
I love Sarah. This. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Thank you, Karina. Yeah. But one tackleable question is, where do you buy jeans? What's the place, like, where are people buying jeans? And then do we have any tips for ordering jeans online with sizing? Ugh. Yeah. I know.
I have so many feelings. I don't know where to start.
You've also been on a trek for white denim. I know that you've been investigating many things. So
yeah,
like what are your initial thoughts,
Sarah? So it's funny. One of my really good friends, Sarah, was just looking for jeans and she just needed help with it. She'd had like a baby and was just kind of trying to figure it out. So it's so funny. So many of my friends have the denim forum line from Aritzia. Honestly, is really good. Like, I've been really happy with their stuff. Like, they have from skinny all the way through to like the trendy, I don't know, whatever, like giant flares and all this kind of stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So I've said it before, but like the Lola is like a really good skinny jean that I feel like I've almost everyone that I've seen it go on, and like all of my friends are different body shapes and stuff. Like all of
Works
it looks
everyone.
Good on a lot of people. Yeah. Okay. So it's really, I really like that. It's like a classic skinny jean. It comes in a bunch of washes. It comes in a bunch of lengths. It's like a good high rise. I always just say like start there. And then they have some other like versions. They go a little bit like, they go a little bit wider and like start getting more and more. Like there's like the, yeah, there's like a straight leg one. I can't remember what it's called. I want to say it's called like, the Nico or, hold on. I'm just going to quickly look. It, I won't go farther down the road of like too
flare
too
or anything like that.
Yeah.
Right. What's the
price
point?
So they're like slim, yeah, straight. Yo, about $100.
$100. I like it. And
yeah,
like where, like how long would you say they like, I guess different people wear jeans out differently. Like,
yeah. I wore mine like out and like over, oh yeah, I've worn a couple, I always wear them out in the crotch. It just like always happens for me. Yeah. It's like, you know, and I get about a year and a bit out of them, mm-hmm, which I'm committed. I know that this happens. So
yeah, no, it's you budget it, right? Like, you know, totally, you're going to have like a fantastic pair for a year. And see, do you find they're probably a little bit of stretch in them, right?
So the Lola has quite a bit of stretch. That's a good thing too, is like, I feel like this is the thing now, is we were also used to like super, super stretchy jeans for so long, but now like that kind of tighter denim is coming back, like actual denim. So
yes,
like the Yoko is the one that I'm thinking of. That's more of a slim straight, okay, which I think is still, yeah, good. Like, I'm okay
great
with the slim. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a bit more relaxed, but they are a little bit more of like a stronger denim. So you have to, the problem is like, you, I really feel like you need to try that kind of stuff on, but once you, mm-hmm, know, then you know, and if you need to replace, and you can kind of do that. So
yes. Well, we also have a theory on ordering multiple size. If you really can't try something, yeah, on, like order all the sizes. You probably know the length, right? Or are there,
yeah,
lengths for women's? Yeah, there's long and regular and
there
short
is,
right?
So some have them, yeah.
Yeah, so you probably know that, but it's the waist and fit. So order,
oh God, yeah,
order two or three of them if there's a good return policy and
if
shop
it's free
somewhere.
Shipping return.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If there's free shipping returns, do it. And that's the way to get around it. You're going to have to, you know, invest, tie up some money in the beginning, but then you'll, yep, get it back and you'll have the fit that you want.
I know. And I used to be so hesitant to do this because I was like, oh my God, I'm spending so much money. But like, you just kind of have to bite the bullet and do,
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Also, like if you're buying online, just read the reviews. Like, I feel like so it is really important to like go through them and see if you're true to size. Like, I think if you kind of know what you are in, you know, what your other jeans are, just, yeah, read the reviews and see how true,
right,
size they are.
Exactly. That's a good point. You also like the Wilfred. No, not Wilfred.
Madewell
jean.
Yeah. So I'd say that's, yeah, I always say like denim form, and then Madewell would probably be my other go-to. And,
yeah,
you can get those at Nordstrom. The Bay carries Madewell actually,
oh,
now too. Yeah. They're
look
kind of,
the
I don't know what the Bay's doing with, how many times have I said, I don't know what the Bay's doing?
Well, it's just
like, I don't know what the Bay's doing with its,
yeah,
life in general,
yeah,
but They have, yeah, so they have a ton too. Madewell, if we ever can go back to the States, I love the Madewell stores in the States. Like the denim buying experience at a Madewell in the States is so great.
So
and
good.
The staff is, yeah. As we all know though, I've complained multiple times, their international is still down.
Yeah. Oh, that is so sad.
Inexcusable. I just got a great pair of those road tripper jeans that I really, oh my God, so funny. I literally just opened up Madewell to be like, I should fact check myself. International shipping is back. It's 20% off the code worldwide. Oh my God. Yay. Everyone go to Madewell.com.
Madewell.com. Right. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Okay. I will say, if anyone on the denim section, I love their, oh my God, I want to see what their prices are. I'm doing this in real life. Okay. Their Perfect Vintage is not that great. I'll just say that. But okay. If you have any type of like butt or hips, the curvy jean is like my favorite fit. And they do a ton. Although actually the Perfect Vintage crop, I feel like I tried that on recently at Nordstrom. And it wasn't as good as we had hoped it would be.
Okay.
But yeah, they're 10-inch. Like, they have a lot of 10-inch. I like the thing about Madewell, too, is that they have different rises. You could do, like, a 9-inch, a 10-inch, an 11-inch. I'd say 10-inch is probably where most people feel comfortable with. But the Road Tripper jean is also really good, and it's a good price point. It's usually only around $100. Most of Madewell jeans are on the higher end. It's, like, $189, $200.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, Madewell's a little bit more expensive. Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. Okay.
Yeah, but their jeans range from like the curvy road trippers that I have that I just got at Nordstrom the other day. Those were $105, and for whatever, those are on the lower end. And then they have like more of their higher. Yeah, they can be about $200.
Yeah,
so.
And denim. There's a lot of considerations for where the denim comes from. If it's salvage, if it's this, you know, if it's that. So the washes can, you know, drive prices up and everything. You know, for me, my go-to for so many years has been Levi's. Mm. Don't count out Levi's.
Oh, yeah.
I think a Levi's 501 boyfriend cut for women is classic. If it works for you, it's going to be one of those staples. I think it looks, I like this, like, the boy look for jeans. I think that's really cool on women. I think 501s are cool on men. Like, so I get, like, 501 custom tailor. That's my go-to for a jean. I know the waist, I know the length, I know the butt, la la la, and so always good. And the denim is super thick and really good. And I just, you know, there's something for me also about like just the all-time old American classic, like Levi's invented denim, like basically was the forefather. So you're gonna get really, you know, really nice nice stuff. But here's a tip. Matt has a theory that any Levi's bought outside of a Levi's store is counterfeit. He thinks it's not the same. It's not nice as nice. Have you experienced that? Levi's? No.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of inconsistency.
A lot of
with jeans. Like, and even sometimes, like, I'll pick up a pair of Madewells. I've bought a pair of Madewells from Nordstrom Rack. And I'm like, these don't feel like normal Madewell jeans.
I know.
There's something off about this.
I know. Yeah. So there's something, like, go to the source if you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although, I should say, there's, like, a really flourishing business of brands reconstructing old vintage Levi's into more modern cuts. So if you go, there's Fields, you know, Field Study in Calgary, they have tons of like old 70s, 80s Levi's that are recut to be more modern. And they're so cool. It's so cool. Like a kind of like a pre-loved, like re-loved or whatever they call it, a pair of Levi's 501s. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
So
And you like Uniqlo, right?
Oh my God. I can't believe.
Like, I feel like we don't. Yeah.
Well, I bought everyone. Like I bought remember?
I know. I feel like you own every pair of Uniqlos.
Oh my God. We were there together. Yes. Yeah. I fell in love with Uniqlo's Uniqlo U denim. It's just the most perfect denim. It's an obvious ripoff of Acne denim, which is like $500 a pair. These are $50 a pair. Beautiful. Actually, I bought a size range. I shrunk from that size range. So I bought a new size range because they were so cheap. And I love them. So good. And I just got... actually, I'm going to go pick up this today. I got the old blue ones. Remember the original ones that I tried on like when we were together? I just got them hemmed with like a raw edge. So I could have...
that.
Yeah, yeah. So I could just have that. I'm actually going to go pick them up right away. I love... Yes, Uniqlo. Very good.
That's great.
But then again... That's a hard one. Order multiple sizes because you just
you've got to figure
know.
That out.
You just don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Another place I like is Everlane. They have their, they have a perfect vintage jean. My friend, I have them and they don't fit me amazingly because I should have gone up a size and I didn't send them back. I was just being lazy. But I think they'll get there. Another friend just ordered them. So I'm really excited to see like how they fit on her and I'll report back. I do like Everlane. I think that the perfect black jean is from Everlane. Like I've honestly bought them a couple of times. I've had one pair, my black ones have held on for like honestly like 3 years. Like
wow.
I can't believe how long I've had those jeans. They are like on death's doorstep, but I'm like still wearing them. And then I have the brand like another pair I've already bought, but they are just the I want to say it's just the classic high-rise skinny. Like they have this just very, it's their only high-rise skinny. It's not the way high skinny. It is called, just the stretch high-rise skinny. And they're the perfect
pair
of black stretch. Yeah,
I should
they're
try
so
the
good.
Men's. I should try some Everlane men's. Matt has ordered a lot of Everlane and loved it all. So I should really try some of the men's.
I'd say they're really true to size. Like they're whatever I am in jeans, I am in the Everlane. In those ones, I did send back those horrible mom cheeky ones, but you'll never be able to pry those high rise stretch. It's called the authentic stretch high rise skinny. You'll never be able to pry those from my hands.
Love
so
that.
Love those. The other thing, one last one, Frank and Oak for men. I actually really like the jeans from Frank and Oak for men. When I used to do fashion shoots, I would always bring, and I was traveling internationally, I would always grab a bunch of, I'd always grab a bunch of the men's Frank and Oak jeans in a couple of different washes because they have everything from like skinny to more like a more of a relaxed. They have a bunch of different washes. I think they make it easy for men. Like any of my friends' husbands or I always send them like go
so
try Frank
good.
And Oak.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of lengths. I remember I was working with a model who was literally 6'5", and I brought like a 36 pant leg. They have like long lengths and I picked them up in the store. I didn't even do like a special order. I just grabbed them. And the model was like, honestly, can I buy these? We were in California. We were in Palm Springs. And he was like, can I buy these from, like, what is this? I'm like, it's Frank and Oak. And he was like, I want to buy these. I can't. These look so good on me. I'm like, okay, first of all.
No.
Everything looks great on you.
Exactly. And second of all, not a retail outlet. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't really do this. I told customs I brought these down. I got to bring them back. But there you go. Hot tip, though.
I really like it. I love Frank and Oak. I really enjoyed Frank and Oak. I wish they were still had a presence here. Yeah, but
it's
they had to shrink.
They
they had to shrink the retail because to stay alive, I think. So, like
their
brick and mortar.
I guess.
Yeah. But
true,
they're still
had to
around.
Go a bit more online.
They're still around.
No, they are. Okay.
Okay, so we
Any
have
other?
One more.
Okay.
Good one. Because I think of these types of things all the time. I actually ad nauseum. So, what would be other than SPF factor, like cream? Which is, we all should have, that's just like, it's a basic, should be a basic human right now. what is your desert island beauty pick? One item. It could be skincare
that's
or makeup.
So hard.
Yes. And you'd get an unlimited supply on this desert island.
An unlimited supply.
I'm adding that, but yeah.
Okay. The thing is, if like I was going to a desert island, I'm like, no one's going to see me. It'd only be SPF. But like in real world, like scenario, like if I could only use one beauty, that's so hard. I'm going to cheat. If it was a beauty product, it would have to be mascara. Like,
okay.
Oh, but then I couldn't fill in my eyebrows a little bit. That would be so hard.
Wait, couldn't you use mascara in a pinch on your eyebrows?
I probably could figure it out. Yeah, you're right. Okay. I'm going to pick mascara.
Okay.
And I'm going to cheat and I'm going to pick a skincare product. It would be probably the Clinique Dramatically Different Moisturizing Gel.
I've used that for
15 years. I've used that my entire life. I use a night cream now to like, I switch it out, but I've used consistently literally for 15 years. My best friend Carrie uses her and I have used that product. I seriously think since we were in high school, they used to have just like, and the formulas have changed over the years a little bit. Like they've introduced like different versions.
They've gotten better.
They have.
Yeah.
Cause it used to be more of like a lotion and now there's like the gel. I'm pretty sure I use the gel or there's like lotion plus. And I kind of switch it out depending on the season. Like the lotions are pretty thick. But I think the gel has been like
consistently.
It says it's gel. It says it's gel, but it looks like a lotion. I think it's just they just use it to kind of differentiate the.
The different types of products. Oh,
right?
Okay.
Yeah. It's the classic one. It's in the bottle, has the pump, it's yellow.
Yeah.
It's that classic one. Yeah. Anyways, I have used that. I think that would be it. I couldn't imagine.
Not
my life
having
without that.
Yeah.
But then what about enough? Yeah.
Well, and what's more classic than the 3-step system on your vanity? Like, honestly, like,
I know
that, you know,
wash tone, moisturize.
Absolutely. Biggest change in skincare, like is revolutionary skincare products. I used to love the yellow soap in that little tube thing that they would give you.
I
loved it. Okay.
So classic.
So
okay,
mine,
mine
is brow gel. I don't think I could, I just need a brow gel, like a fiber brow gel. And I'm still loving this MAC one. Honestly.
Okay. Yeah. I got it. I'm going to do that. Once I get over my, I'm not buying anything, which is funny because I'm still
When you're back.
When I'm back in business. Yeah.
I just think it adds so much to my face. Like I honestly, like I just think it just gives me something like different on my face. It takes off like 10 years. I don't know. It gives you architecture. Do you know what I mean? Like it.
Yep.
Brows are really the architecture.
Frame.
It frames
everything.
What do they
everything. Say? They're like the curtains, the drapes of your face.
Really?
I don't know. Do I just make that up?
They're like the bedspread. No. Oh, no, I get it. They're the curtains.
Right? Of like a wall.
I get that.
Your face wall. I don't know. Look it up. It's an analogy.
It's
I'm
something
sure.
like that. Yeah. It's like the. Well, there you go. That's it.
Okay.
Hey.
Well, you didn't
Sarah.
Cheat. Look at, he didn't, you didn't cheat. So that's good.
But. Oh, well, if I were to choose a skin. Okay. Now let me choose a skincare then. I guess, you know what? I don't even have, no, sorry. I don't, I have nothing.
Okay.
I have nothing for skincare.
I like that.
Cause I've jumped around and I don't have a consistent moisturizer. If I had a consistent moisturizer that I've used for so long, just like you and the dramatically different moisturizer from Clinique, I would choose that, but I don't have that ride or die. So I'm thinking I could use like LJ on my skin, like on that desert island, there might be something I could formulate. My own.
You could do,
some
I could
seaweed.
See that for you. Mm-hmm. That would be something I could see you doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Salt water hair, like beach hair.
Oh man. Beach hair. Can't wait for that. Well, thank you for the questions, everyone.
Yes,
it's
thank
so
you
nice.
So much. And you know, this episode is delightfully short and sweet because Sarah and I have, you know, things to do, places to be, people to see.
So busy.
Of that's true. And we'll leave you with that.
Yeah, this should go down in the record books. And Ricky and I managed to do an episode under 45 minutes.
I love it. It's
you're
great.
Welcome.
It's great. You're welcome. So until next time, happy shopping.
Bye, everyone.